Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boy, I got to tell you, folks, I'm getting, like, tons of mail from people today. Yeah, they're getting afraid about, you know, circumstances worldwide now. They're starting to get serious about the things of God. Fair-weather friends, right? Seen a lot of these. A lot of these letters, friends. And you know what they tell me? It's showing me what I need to do. On top of running a national ministry, broadcasting 6 days a week, doing articles every day, have a wife, five boys, which travel with me all over the country. We have another tour up and coming. We're traveling the United States incessantly, and I'm getting more letters from the people telling me what I need to do. Yeah, that's interesting. So you want me to leave my plow to take your plow. Jesus said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. These are your plows, not mine. Okay, I'm doing my job and then some. Most people would come into the ministry center and say, you're doing all of this? And we would say, well, I didn't know that we were doing all that much. But I guess to the same people out there, it looks like we're doing too much. Well, we're not doing too much. I can simply tell you that he who's been forgiven much loves much. And that's why we are doing all that we can do, because we know that we're going to have to answer to God for everything we do and everything that we don't do. Okay, so I don't need all of your mail telling me what I need to do. Okay, and I get it all day long, all day long. I get mail from prisons, people trying to help me get out of jail. I'm not an attorney, folks. I'm a preacher, number one. And number two, my objective here is to be faithful to the Christ. Right? A faithful witness delivers souls, and he said in Matthew 4:19 that if we follow him, we will become fishers of men. You know, 90% of the mail, if not more, has nothing to do with the gospel. Isn't that crazy? See what people get caught up on? Things that don't even matter. And if it does matter, then fix it. Then put your hand to your own plow and do your own work. Don't call me. Don't send me mail asking me to pick it up for you or Tim Brown's morning show every day, friends. It's embarrassing. It really is, to say the least. Just got some more mail this morning. Had to share that with you. Hey, by the way, I'm not frustrated in the sense of what I do. I'm frustrated with people that don't do. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Put that up against James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. Write it down, James 2:14 through 26. They're deceivers of themselves because they hear but they don't do. And again, people are now becoming afraid of what's going on a global basis. But I got to say this, putting it into perspective, it's interesting because when the storm comes, I can see perfectly in that storm by the anointing that God has given me. I love storms, and we're in the middle of a storm. And what an opportunity we have, friends, to right the wrongs. You know, I asked you the question concerning the headline for the show. Are you seeing what I am seeing today? Here, let me show you this really quick and tell me what your thoughts are. Because this is Robbie Starbuck. Don't know who he is. But he's saying this is happening all over the planet. He said, why isn't it on your TV screens? Humorous, right? Remember that saying that the revolution won't be televised? Of course it won't be. Well, this is what they meant, said Robbie Starbuck. People want freedom, not mandates. People are tired of government, corruption in government, trying to control every single part of their lives. Here, I want you to see this really quick. And what it is, it's a massive amount of people with their phones up in the air protesting corruption in their particular government. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Why aren't the televisions showing this? Asked Robbie Starbuck. Again, I don't know who he is. But what I'm seeing, friends, is I'm seeing through the eyes of God saying to the people, here's mercy one more time for you to make it right. And what the Lord is showing the people on a worldwide scale right now is no, it's not the minority, the fringe minority that are protesting government in their countries. No, no, no. It's not the fringe minority. It's the massive majority in every country that is protesting corruption in their government. What an opportunity we have globally right now to hold accountable every single one of those one of 300 cabal leaders. We have the opportunity to deal with every one of them right now because the world can see that we are unified in our efforts towards corruption on a global basis. Instead of magnifying the crimes of the bad guy, we can now magnify the law in execution upon the heads of the bad guy, right? Because again, all across the globe, it still applies. Justice guards our liberties. Is anybody paying attention to this? Robbie wants to know why this isn't on television, because it's the televisions that are being used to manipulate the masses into believing that they are the minority when in fact they are not. And I've been telling you this for 2.5, 3 years now. And is it true? Yes, it's true. And here we are, given an opportunity to now deal with the minority, the way small minority that mean to manipulate nations with their money. And I'm here to remind you that they are wicked, wicked men that need to be dealt with. And we have an opportunity right now. Are you seeing what I'm seeing here, friends? We're seeing this all over the world right now. All over the world right now. I see this as a positive. I don't see this as a negative. I see this the way John Adams saw things, friends, during the War of Independence. And I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about when we get back on the other side of this hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of
sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and join us live on a Rumble feed. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in one more time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. You know what this all reminds me of as to what's going on right now? In a metaphorical sense, is, you know, when the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt through the blood of the Paschal Lamb, which is a type of the Christ. Put that up against Revelation 1:5. It's interesting that they were led through to the Promised Land. And in the process of that, they came to the sea. And when they came to the sea, and I'm just jumping to that point, friends. There's much more that happened throughout the process to get them methodically to the Promised Land by the Spirit of God. But when they got to the sea, it was interesting that the Lord had shut them up under the waters in an impossible situation. And during that time, because remember, our extremity is God's opportunity. Our extremity is God's opportunity. And we have to see this through the anointing, period. If we look through carnal eyes, we're not going to get the things of the Spirit, okay? Because they're spiritually discerned, 1 Corinthians 2:14. But what I'm trying to say here, friends, is when they were blocked up on the sea, what did the children of Israel do? They started to chide against Moses and Aaron. And what did they want to do? They wanted to stone them to death. And Moses went back to the Lord and said, Lord, they're going to stone me if we don't get to the other side. And now we're blocked up in this way that we can't get through the waters. And the Lord said what? He told them to be quiet. He said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord, liberation from bondage. That's what that word means, sin. Liberation from bondage, right? And so what he did is the Lord, with a blast of his nostrils, Scripture tells us, that he split the sea. The children of Israel, on the lead of Moses and Aaron, went onto the other side. And when they got to the other side, in process, notice that it was a miracle that only God could perform that God called forth. Okay? And this is what I believe we're up against right now and what we're seeing right now. Either we're going to trust the Lord or we're just going to go ahead and trust circumstance and submit like the children of Israel said, let's go back to Egypt lest we die in the what? The desert. Let's appoint ourselves a captain and go back. Right? Are you paying attention? You see a lot of this today. Oh, we need to submit more to Pharaoh and his corrupt government. No, just the exact opposite. We need to do, friends, what the Lord has commanded us to do. And he has not commanded us anywhere to bend the knee as a bunch of serfs to a bunch of corrupt men on a global basis who must lawfully be dealt with on this earth. Right? Before they face their judge. We can push that judgment day up real quick, friends. And so anyways, what happened when they got to the promised land? The waters came back over the top of the head of Pharaoh and his armies, right? So what they looked like was a gloom and doom, a time of gloom and doom. What in fact really happened? The Lord was seeking to show himself strong on the behalf of the children of Israel, and it's exactly what they did. Now, what I want to do is, many of you have probably seen this, but if you've not seen John Adams, the HBO series, before the show, I thought, you know what, I got to show them the difference between a John Dickinson, who was also a part of the architectural ratification of the Declaration of Independence, and I want to show you the difference between a man of faith and a man of a carnal mind, okay? That's all I want to do here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you, in part, John Dickinson, the HBO series, which was very accurate, by the way, concerning the founding era of our fathers. And I want you to listen to this dim prognostication that was given by one that was on the floor. And then what I'm going to do on the other side of that is I'm not going to give you a dim prognostication. I'm going to give you one that said we've just taken a leap of faith. He said we took a leap in the dark. He trusted God. And the Bible is clear when it says that we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. So check this out, friends. This is John Dickinson.
Gentlemen.
This is the founding era of your country.
Consequences involved in the motion now lying before us are of such magnitude that I tremble at the oppressive honor of sharing in its determination.
The whole message is gloom and doom.
My conduct this day, I expect, will give the finishing blow to my once great and now much diminished.
This is the mind of carnality.
Yet I had rather forfeit popularity forever,
which is enmity with God,
than vote away the blood and happiness of my countrymen. Independence will not strengthen us by one man, nor by the least supply.
This is a conservative of the day.
But it may expose our soldiers to additional cruelties and outrages. The full fury of British wrath.
This is reason, which is an enemy of faith. Reason is an enemy of faith.
Loosest on the frontier.
This is reason.
Negroes will rise up to slaughter us.
Fear of consequence.
New York may well be destroyed. By their own admission, the advocates of separation say foreign assistance will be necessary. At what cost?
See? Hopeless.
Let us imagine a war without victors.
Forecasting gloom.
Guns fall silent.
And doom. Feeling
many
fear, the fear of man which bringeth a snare.
Only to have exchanged the light yoke of Great Britain.
See, he's saying, let's appoint ourselves to go back to Great Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, folks. Same thing with Pharaoh.
Some have argued.
And Moses and the children of Israel. Same exact thing. But there were those that believed.
Become one great commonwealth.
What is to keep 13 unwieldy colonies from splitting asunder? I have a strong impression in my mind.
This is carnal mind.
That this will take place.
Which is enmity with God.
Oh, gentlemen. To escape the protection of Great Britain by declaring independence.
Let's go back to Pharaoh.
As we are.
Let's go back to Pharaoh. That's what he's saying.
Would be to brave the storm.
Yep.
In a skiff made of paper.
That's right. Okay, so you get the point there, friends. This is a carnal man. He didn't see things the Lord's way. By the way, he was a Quaker, if you wanted to know what denomination he was a part of. And they were known as being pacifists, just for the record. Okay, but praise God, we had a John Adams. Praise God, we had a John Adams. Thomas Jefferson said of John Adams, he said that he was the colossus of independence, both on the floor and off the floor. The man was a part of 22 committees that laid down his life and his family's life to give us what it is that we have today. What it is that we have today. I want to give you somewhat of a quote here really quick by John Adams, and I want you to listen to this. This was during the Revolutionary era, again, the War of Independence. This is what John Adams said. It was in a letter to Senator James Lloyd in 1815. He said, now those that were participating with the War of Independence, he said, I should say that full one-third were adverse to the Revolution. They didn't want anything to do with it. This is our founding era, friends. An opposite one-third gave themselves up to an enthusiastic gratitude to France. They went back to their foreign mother, okay? The middle one-third, always averse to war, were rather lukewarm both to England and to France. Okay? That is directly from John Adams. But regardless of the numbers being against him, which is not the case in America, friends, mathematically, if you look at the numbers, which I'm not going there, but I'm saying to the carnal mind, there's no way that we can't win our freedoms back. Okay? Under God, if the whole world is against us, and less than 3% is being used by God to establish, I'd rather be on that side of the fence than with the majority anyways, because when God promises something, we need to remember that his promises are immutable, unchangeable, and God is not a man that he should lie. And I'm going to show you that on the other side. During the founding era, 13 colonies, 3% of the population, and 56 signers in the Black Robe Regiment were used by God, less than 3%, to establish what it is that we have today. That was the blessings, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15. Okay? I'm going to show you John Adams on the other side, and you want to talk about a man of faith? Oh, my goodness, folks. Getting the goosies. Man, it's nice to get the goosies once in a while. It really is.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first wave of new U.S. troops being deployed to Eastern Europe have arrived in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Their arrival comes amid reports Russia now has enough troops, tanks, and military hardware poised along Ukraine's border to launch a full-scale invasion. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
It's still not exactly clear what Putin intends. A lot of people think, you know, he's going to do it. But at this point, it appears that he has not officially decided. But the threat is real. He has set it up so that he can do it at a moment's notice. So we need to unite to deter him from doing that.
The Milwaukee, Wisconsin SWAT team is on the scene of an active shooter situation at an apartment building just outside of the city. USA Radio News. A campaign is continuing to educate women about their heart attack risk.
Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Mers of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50, and particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
And she says that in many cases, women's stress levels directly relate to their heart attack risks, which is why it's often called broken heart syndrome. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two-time gold medal winner Shaun White is set to retire after the Beijing Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I see callers up there right now, but just hang tight, okay? Just hang tight with me. I got to get through this first, because I am premising this whole show, both hours, not just one, but both hours, on what we're speaking about even now. Because, folks, I asked the question at the beginning of the show, the first segment, are you seeing what I'm seeing here? I see nothing but opportunity. Read Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Okay? I want to get over to John Adams. I just gave you a quote by John Adams concerning the founding era of this country. I want to say this. We have the longest-standing constitution in modern history. Only the Lord can do that. Okay? Anybody want to challenge me any of the information that I'm giving to you now, please do. It's been 17 years. Still haven't heard anybody challenge me on this. But yet we hear it through the mainstream media all the time. Okay? Through the revisionists. Through those that are attempting to rewrite your history. Which is just that. They're subversive to American government. That's why they want to rewrite it. And they're gluttons for punishment. They're daring the justice of God and the people, and they're probably going to get it, especially in the times in which we're in today. But I want you to listen to this. During the founding era, John Adams, in a letter to Senator James Lloyd in 1815, said this, "I should say that full one-third were averse to the revolution." Okay? "An opposite one-third gave themselves up to an enthusiastic gratitude to France because it was safer to go that way, France, right? They didn't want to have war. And the middle one-third, always averse to war, they didn't want to partake with war, were rather lukewarm both to England and France. They wanted to stay in the middle way, okay? But there were those that didn't want the middle way. There were those that heard the Spirit of God, to he who has ears to hear. He's seen what the Lord was doing to he who has eyes to see, and he obeyed. And what he said to his fellow countrymen during that particular time was, we just took a leap in the dark. And what he said was, in essence, we walk by faith and not by sight. And it's exactly what he did. And if we were men of God and women of God, we could clearly see that John Adams is one that was a, well, read Micah 2, 12 and 13 when you get a moment. The Lord is the breaker that's on the head of them. This was a prophet. When you look at the fruit of an apostolic individual, you can take that and equate that to a George Washington easily. There's books written about him, the apostolic George Washington. And you look at Thomas Jefferson. Well, he was a teacher. And if you put that up against 1 Corinthians 12:28, what does it say? First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. They work together to establish. Exactly. Is this speculation? Not at all. Is this speech without error? Absolutely. It's sound. Every step of the way, scripturally and concerning where it is that we are in the present today. So let's get over to John Adams and let's see how he responded to Mr. Gloom and Doom. I do want you to understand that the carnal mind is at enmity with God. I want you to also understand that reason is an enemy to faith. Reason is an enemy to faith. Now I want you to see a man of faith. And you can thank God for this man, friends, because if it wasn't for the likes of him and other men of God, we would not be where we're at today in any sense of the word. Here we go. Love it.
President recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Listen to his perspective. Listen to what he sees.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude.
Ah, amen.
Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us.
He thought of his kids, his posterity. Isaiah 58, verse 12.
You must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind.
Amen. Amen. Freedom is not free.
My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity.
Righteous diplomacy.
He has given you a grim prognostication.
Yes, indeed.
Of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men.
Did you hear that, folks? Oh, the revisionists, they're having a hard time today, aren't they? Laws, not of men. Who are they?
We are in the very midst of revolution.
Of God.
The most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world.
Amen.
How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children.
Ooh. Ooh. Anybody getting that with me? Amen.
I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we haven't seen.
No, Dino, we have the same God, brother. We have the same God, Dino. We don't need John back. We need the Spirit of Christ back.
I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it.
There it is right there, Jeremiah 29:11-13.
All that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country.
Amen.
A free country.
Now keep in mind, during this time, they just threw off King George. And it was John Adams, it was Ben Franklin, it was Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, and Thomas Jefferson that came up with the national slogan, Rebellion Towards Tyrants is Obedience to God. Okay? So he just got done telling you everything you needed to hear. So how do we, in America, this is the question that I propose to everybody. I have someone saying right now, I'm glad I got you because I'm lost. Well, pay attention. Pay attention. You're lost because what I'm sharing with most right now is foreign to what they're used to hearing. What you're listening to right now is the voice of your forefathers being led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. They weren't capitulating. They forecasted all of the things that might take place in the process, but they were willing to lay themselves down to give us what it is that we have today. That sounds familiar, John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How is it that Americans, when we have such examples that have been set before us, Hebrews 13:7, such as our forefathers, in understanding the documentation that they gave us, again, the Declaration of Independence, and seeing what they wouldn't put up with. Do you not see what I see here? The people on a global basis are going to be able to partake with the Spirit of God. It's not going to just be the Americans anymore. The American people are playing the tail. Well, the dog, and I'm speaking metaphorically concerning what's going on globally, the world's awake and Americans are still back at their football games and their basketball games and their hockey games. When we have an opportunity to right the wrongs, instead of listening to the message of gloom and doom all day about the 300 men, the cabal that control the world, I'm humored by you, I really am. Or the Masons controlling the world, or the Skull and Bones, or the CFR, or the Bill Gates of the world, or the Rockefellers, or the Rothschilds controlling the world. The world's coming together. But it has to fall under the umbrella of who we are under God, that we might be a blessed people. And the Lord expects the people to do the same thing that our forefathers did in saying no to corruption. No, we will not bow our knees. Now we are going to stand up and now we're going to obey God because we love God, because he's given us the love, Romans 5:5, in obedience to his commands to bring about judgments upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9. We have that opportunity right now. We have that opportunity right now, world. Yesterday we had Pastor Artur Pavlovsky in Canada. He's in the center of the storm right now. He sees perfectly. Oh my goodness. John Adams sees perfectly. I can see perfectly as to where we're at right now. But you have to have the mind of Christ. You have to know the word. Because if not, you're going to be lost. You're going to succumb to Pharaoh. You're going to succumb to King George. You're going to succumb to the powers that are tolerated globally if you don't understand who you are in Christ today. But I'm telling you, friends, what an opportunity we have. I'm going to tee this up for the other side of this hard break. Friends, I've been talking about this over the last week and a half. How is it that foreigners in protest act more like forefathers than most Americans do today? How is it that all these countries on a global basis are acting more like the posterity of the John Adams, of the George Washingtons, of the Robert Livingstons, of the Roger Shermans, of the Benjamin Franklins, of the George Washingtons, than the American people are? Because if we are, as they say, there's that old saying, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I'm looking for the fruit that fell from the tree of our forefathers because I don't see very much of it in America today. But it's there. But I do see a lot of that fruit being spread across the globe even now. Are we onto something? You know we're onto something. I'm going to come right back, friends, and I'm going to show you. And you're going to hear the audio of a brand new video audio that we just did concerning how is it that foreigners are in protest and they act more like the forefathers than most Americans do. You got to stay tuned and plugged in to get this, friends. You really do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I am saying, are you seeing what I am seeing here, friends? This is not a message of gloom and doom. This is a message of opportunity if we're paying attention spiritually as to what's going on a global basis. I started the show off showing you a video of a country that is massively up in defiance towards their current corruption. And the corrupt in their governments. And this is happening not just in that country, it's happening on a global basis, except in America. We're seeing hints of this, but we're not seeing what we should be seeing. The American people should be taking the lead. They're not taking the lead. They're letting other countries steal away that honor right now. And I say that we need to get back to who we are. Folks, I want to remind you, too, I got callers up online. I will get to you. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in just a moment, but it's got to be applicable to what we're talking about. What I do want you to understand is we have Hour 2 coming up, and I want to say thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 155 different cities, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries as well, okay? So I have Hour 2 coming up right after this. I want you to check this out. This is a brand-new piece we just got done doing, and it is laying the question to the American people, how is it that foreigners act more like the posterity of our forefathers than even we do in this country? How is it that foreign countries, in defiance towards tyrants, act more like the posterity of the American forefathers than Americans do? One thing I've noticed over the last 3 years of this pandemic is that foreigners in their prospective countries are out on the streets in the millions defying tyrants, whereas the American people? Crickets. But I'll show you where you can find them making noise. Basketball games. Hockey 90 games. Put this up against Jeremiah 11:13. Whereas the American football games are still trying to figure out if the same lying bureaucrats and politicians aren't now somehow or another telling them the truth. I should say that full one-third were adverse to the revolution and opposite one-third gave themselves up to an enthusiastic gratitude to France. The middle one-third, always adverse to war, were rather lukewarm folks to both England and
their
France.
Forefathers and the example that they set in giving us the longest-standing constitution in modern history and what it took for us to get here where we are in the present.
When perusing the Declaration of Independence, we see where 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers refused to put up with concerning that of a tyrant. So much so that they separated from the tyrant king that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, it was our forefathers that gave us the national slogan, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Have the American people forgotten that we, the people, under God, are the government in this country? The Declaration of Independence tells us that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Remember, Americans, that our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of their intentions. And all of this with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, where they mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And considering what it is that the second president of the United States of America had to say, you would think that Americans would be more grateful than they are. He said, "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." So I ask all of the American-born, why is it that the Belgian people are in protest against tyranny in their country while most are sitting around tolerating tyranny here in America? So it is with France, with Germany, with Israel, with the United Kingdom, with Canada, with Kazakhstan, with Australia, with Bulgaria, with New Zealand, with Romania, with the Austrian, with Iran, and the list goes on and on. Now, though protests are beginning to happen here in America, Americans best get with the examples that have been set before them due to the fact that it is for them to lead the way under the banner of Christ in doing so that others may be free worldwide. Americans should once again be leading the way in not only in the saying but also in the doing in such a way where it is that we will not be ruled by tyrants is the rally cry once again. Americans, stand up and be counted. You only have one life in doing so. Don't forget that. The future of your posterity depends on everything that you do or everything that you don't do. It's up to you. James 4, 13, and 14. Check it out when you get a moment. I want to get over to Dan. Thanks for holding on, brother, for such a time. Totally appreciate it. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Hey, it's great seeing you last week. Hey,
yeah, you too.
There's a lot of good news out there. You know, I mean, the thing is, you know, I would say that a third of the American people completely just ran in fear to submit all their liberties and freedoms. And then probably another third, when they felt the pressure, kind of succumbed to it. And then probably half of the third that's left are sitting around waiting for the Republican Party and Donald Trump to bring back their freedoms. But that still leaves 10 to 15%, which means that's between 35 and 50 million people they're willing to stand for their freedoms, and we're not going to submit, Bradley.
Amen.
So that's good news.
Amen,
I
dude.
I think that's a pretty good perspective. I know I said that Trump, but, you know, because I know a guy, he said, because I said, isn't that something? Canada is standing up, and here we said, he goes, well, Canada doesn't have a guy like Trump standing with them. And,
yep.
Yeah, that frustrates me, but.
Hang on a second, Dan. I got you for 3 minutes, okay? So I got you for 3 more minutes.
Okay, buddy.
Isn't it interesting that they say they don't have over in Canada a guy standing with them the way that we have Trump standing with us? That is the whole illusion. Put that up against 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's exactly what they wanted you to believe. And in fact, if you look at the fruit of that promise, the opposite is true. He actually delivered you up to those that meant to bring about the final chapter concerning the American Republic as we know it. You know, everybody's blaming Joe Biden. Donald Trump's out there blaming Joe Biden, but yet Donald Trump never prosecuted Joe Biden, and Donald Trump is the one that started this whole mess that we're in the first place, even going so far as to call himself the father of the vaccine, and he's proud of it. So, really? Really, Dan? There's really people that are that ignorant still at this point? Because, as I said during the beginning, or the middle of the week, I should say, at this point, I have to question the sanity of people that are still going along with what they're going along with. They're insane. Really, for real.
I agree 100%.
I'm losing.
We talked about this before.
Go ahead.
You're
breaking out really bad, but try it one more time.
Okay. The thing that we had talked about this before was that the Tea Party was a monster, you know, 6-7 years ago, and when Trump came in, it kind of killed the whole Tea Party movement because people put all their trust back in government, and that was really the big problem.
Yeah. Well, and that was, again, the part of the plan, because that's how you put a people to sleep. Matthew 13:25, while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And what did Donald Trump do? He put the country back to sleep for those that weren't paying attention to his fruit, Matthew 7:16. I was a part of the Tea Party movement. Matter of fact, everywhere we went, I can think of a Red Mountain Tea Party in Arizona. It was packed every time we went there. There was 300 people there, and they kept calling us back over and over in California and the East Coast, so on and so forth. When Donald Trump came in, it didn't kind of kill the Tea Party. It totally killed the Tea Party. Do people really believe, Dan, that the bad guys haven't studied history as to know how that they have to methodically take over another country? Because it's about as plain as the nose on your face to me. It really is.
Oh, I agree 100%. But I just wanted to share that good news that, you know, I believe there's 35 to 50 million of us that will never submit our freedoms and liberty.
Amen. Well, you know what? And I got a little proof of that concerning what's going on with the gun buy that's taking place in this country, friends. Did you know that a large portion of people in 2021 went out and they bought a firearm for the very first time? Record setting. Just wanted to let you know that. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.